This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to the show. Danny Tim on the BetMGM Network. Already Wednesday on the show. Great to have you with us. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Coming up, Best Bets, Dogster, the whole shebang. So yesterday I was reading about this. Tiger Woods. I haven't talked about him in a while. But he is chipping and putting again. He is working his way back from back surgery on October 10th. His seventh back surgery. That is mind-blowing to me. Didn't play last year because he ruptured his Achilles. And I've had back surgery. I had back surgery, gosh, like 25 years ago now. I would never do it again. Ever. I had a simple procedure, a discectomy, where they take out a part of a disc that has been ruptured in between your vertebra. But imagine having seven back surgeries. And not to mention the fact that he essentially is on one leg because of that car wreck. He's coming off a torn Achilles. Like, his body is an absolute wreck. And he was saying, talking about this, he said, I just want to play golf again. Like, I just want to play. Forget about competing, and at some point he will compete again. But he just wants to play golf. So I hope he heals up because everyone loves seeing Tiger, but it's remarkable all that he's gone through.
Well, especially because he becomes eligible for the Champions Tour in 2026. So at least the playing field would be a little bit more even when he's going against, like, I don't know, Bernhard Langer and, like, some of these older guys who are, like, on the same wavelength, maybe not with the surgeries, but at least he's not facing guys in their prime. But, like, that has to be a letdown, too. You know, for somebody who once absolutely dominated the sport and is one of the most dominant athletes in the history of all sports. You know, to go from that to being like, hey, you want to play on the Champions Tour? You can play against the 65-plus crowd. Like, that has to be a letdown. So, like, he hasn't, I don't think he said or not if he's going to play on the Champions Tour, but I know that that is the scuttlebutt. And, Jenks, you know, at our household, we have been dialed into this. On the way to school yesterday, we listened to PGA Tour Radio because it was a full press conference with Tiger Woods because, obviously, it's this week where it's his tournament in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing the press conferences. So all these people have these questions. And let me tell you, if you're trying to fall asleep, put on a PGA Tour press conference. I understand it's Tiger Woods. But, like, it's the most monotone, like, conversations you can imagine. Maybe it's because, like, the tenor of golf is so, like, straight across. And when they talk about golf, they don't want to raise their voice too much. Mm-hmm. But, like, the press conferences, my goodness, are they monotone. We listened to 20 minutes of this.
Bernhard, can you tell us about the sand save on 12 where you got par? I can't even imagine. And this is Tiger, by the way. Still the biggest name in the sport.
It's just the way that he speaks is like coach speak. You know when coaches like talk for 20 minutes, but they don't actually say anything? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what Tiger Woods was doing yesterday. So, like, I respect him, and, like, people are going to listen when the big cat is talking. but it was nothing like of note. It was like more of the same. It's like, well, we'll see about the back. Like, we're working on it. Okay, breaking news. We're still working on it for Tiger Woods.
What's the greatest coach speak or coach speech you've ever heard? I mean, you were an athlete. You are very athletic. You were a swimmer at NC State. I'm sure you've had different coaches over the years. I mean, has a coach ever said anything to you that was weird or kind of out there or super motivating or something that you heard that resonated or always stuck with you? I'm just curious.
I don't remember having a coach that like was a super motivational speaker, but we did do like some weird things for swimming when it came to visualization. And like, think about this as well, is that like you're 18 years old and you're in college and you don't really take anything seriously.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to lay there, and so he would have us lay there with our eyes closed, and he would start a stopwatch, and we would have to visualize our entire race, and we would have to get it down to the time that we wanted. So, like, this is a lot for, like, 18-year-olds to focus on. But then you hear about all these Olympians who do it, and the power of your brain and visualization. And then we had to write down our time on a piece of paper, our goal time, and we had to carry it in our pocket around campus all day. And I was like, well, where am I supposed to put my cookies in my pocket if I have this stupid piece of paper? So I feel like if I would have been more mature in the moment, maybe I would have taken it more seriously. But hey, like, a hypnotist is dating Jennifer Aniston, so the power of your brain clearly is something that is a big deal.
My freshman year in high school, I was a trainer for the football team, and I actually was sent off to the University of North Texas for the summer. And I learned all about medicine and training so I could actually help train football players, because I wanted to play, but my doctors wouldn't let me play because I got sick when I was a kid. Long story. But I learned a lot about the sport, being in the locker room, and I was there at halftime, and how to treat different players for different ailments. Anyway, but I'll never forget the coach at the time. And this is when the inspiration for Friday Night Lights was Odessa Permian, right? In Texas. And so this was during the 90s. So they were the marquee program in the state, and we were losing at halftime. And I'll never forget the head coach, the why speech.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And middle of the locker room, it's all quiet. He goes, why? Why? Why do we play this way? Permian doesn't play this way. Why? Why we turn the ball over? Parmeen doesn't turn the ball over. And just this went on and on and on and just why? Oh, man. Lost that game. But that just stuck with me because it was so random.
I also feel like it's hard to take people seriously when they have really strong accents as well, right?
For sure.
They can be saying the most serious thing in the world. But like, not even to just pick on Southern accents, but like, when it's anything to do with like Tommy DeVito and his agent, like hear that like accent and you just can't take anything seriously. So I think goes into it as well, the very thick Southern accent.
Yes. Well, one thing you can't take seriously are our best bets. So let's get to them.
Time to place your bets.
I like it, Chelsea. Almost took this myself. College Hoops, what do you got?
All right, let's go to the college hardwood, and we're going to take Louisville laying 2.5 on the road at Arkansas. Thus far, it looks like Louisville does a lot of the same things that Arkansas does, but they do it even better. Both these teams like to push the pace, push the tempo, but only Louisville has one of the best offenses in the entire nation, ranking second overall in adjusted offensive efficiency over at KenPom, and they've done it against some top-notch teams. A couple of big wins on the schedule already against Kentucky, who plays very similar to Arkansas, beat them 96-88 pretty comfortably. And then more recently beating Cincinnati, a top 70 team, 74-64. So for Arkansas, I know it's a home game for them, but we've seen them measured up to better competition, and they have not fit the bill. Lost to Duke 80-71, even though Duke is very good, and they also lost to Michigan State earlier in the season. So I think Louisville goes on the road here. One of the best offenses, like I said, in the country. And a great three-point shooting team as well. Mm-hmm. So I think their offense is going to be too much for Arkansas on this one. Let's go Louisville, laying the short number at 2.5.
I like it. Good luck tonight. All right. I'm getting kind of crazy here. You know how I do from time to time. I'll put together kind of an interesting two-team parlay. That's what we're doing. Arsenal on the money line. Knicks on the money line. It's -131. Arsenal taking on Brentford, who have just one win away from home this season. That was against West Ham, who is not good. Arsenal continues to lead the Premier League. They want to keep Man City at bay, so I like Arsenal on the money line. Combining that with the Knicks hosting the Hornets tonight at the Garden, back end of a back-to-back for New York, but New York is sort of schizo. Like, on the road, they're not good against the number, but at home, they're the best covering team in the NBA at 9-1 against the spread. All they have to do is get the outright win here. Arsenal money line, Knicks money line, it is -131.
I was just thinking about this. When is soccer season overseas? Is it just now, all the time?
There's always something going on. You know, it's kind of everywhere. All the time.
Well, I know there's like different things because there's like the Premier League. Leagues. Then there's, right, and then there's like the World Cup. But yeah, I don't really know a ton about soccer, so I don't know what to add there. Good luck.
I'm getting a soccer bet from you, and I'm getting a hockey bet from you before the end of the year. Well, before we do that, we got to find out what the doctor's up to. Oh, my God. What is going on? Doctor, where are you? What's going on?
I'm so cozy right now.
Well, looks that way.
I'm so warm. Everybody just take a moment and listen to the fire.
Actually, you can't.
There's no audio.
Anything. There's no audio.
But I will say this. I'm tired of all of this Jennifer Aniston talk.
Oh. Must be a Courtney Cox fan then.
Wrong again.
Well, has to be Lisa Kudrow.
Not true.
Okay, then what character on Friends do you like?
David Schwimmer. He's so funny and quirky. Ross always has been my favorite character.
Okay, well, I have to say, I can never figure you out. Do you have a bet?
I do. Bulls, -7.5, welcoming the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh.
All right. Well, Brooklyn, okay. Glad you're enjoying yourself. I'm glad you continue to have your shades on. Don't want that fire to blind you in December.
Mm.
There we go.
Well, Ross did have a pet monkey on the show, so clearly there is...
There's a connection.
Marcel.
Oh, that's
so
a good
obviously
call.
He likes animals. You know, the donkster maybe next in line for when Marcel leaves. I don't remember how that storyline evolved, but I do know that he did have a pet monkey at one time.
This show is now just about Friends. It's a Friends morning show. All we do is reminisce about the characters, the storylines, Marcel. Oh, my Janice. What a show. Always great to be with you here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. That is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Thanks for being with us. Good luck in your bets and have a great Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.